about elections, the Chamber Awards, discussions on making downtown charm safer, a partnership with the Village of Millersburg and the Holmes County Commissioners, and a big name running for governor. With this view back to 2025, I'm Melissa Patrick. Elections in November brought 7 townships with contested races, as well as 2 villages and 3 local school boards. There was 1 countywide issue, a property tax to fund the senior center, which would fail, and all the other fire and township levies would pass except for Kilbuck Township's levy for a road grader. Voters would also approve liquor sales for stables at Arrowhead Lake, including on Sundays, but fail the vote for Parmar to sell beer, wine, and mixed beverages. Millersburg residents would also answer advisory questions on recreational marijuana being grown, processed, and sold in town, which would all be voted no. At the Chamber Awards, the Small Business of the Year would go to Klein Plumbing and Heating, the Medium Award to Dutch Craft Furniture, and the Large Business of the Year Award to Melway Group.
It's definitely a special award. I'm sure my dad, after starting business in his garage in 1961, 64 years later, he would look down and really appreciate this. So thank you very much.
I benefit from that every day. And my only wish is to do the same, is to help the community as needed or as I'm able to and hope for the good future tomorrow. One of the things that I'm a believer in is staying connected to the customer. That we can project and pre-plan or, you know, think it's going this way, but just being well connected with your customer, and, you know, working with them, asking them for feedback.
I just think that's why kids were when I left the house before the sun came up, came home after the sun came down.
Receiving the Community Service Award from the Chamber Banquet was Cheryl Shaver, the Educator of the Year was Joe Wengard, and Steve Mullett would receive the Lifetime Achievement Award.
And I know you're proud, and I'm thankful that he is willing to let me do what I do, and like I said, I appreciate people from Holmes County, and I thank them for their generosity. They've helped many of my ventures that I volunteer for, and I just feel like we can call on people and they'll help. They don't even question it, and I think that's important.
And they were so embracing to foreign leaders to come in. It really made it special for me because I would do a lot of people in the community. And so they were so willing to, they were so helpful. They make so much, schools meant a lot to them, even if it was for a short time. They were very successful. It feels good when you have successful people.
But she spoke about all the votes that took over the options, Jim, to run the previous option. And last, I want to thank Bob Miller. He's from New Albany. He was my mentor. My dad died when I was 17. He was my mentor from 20 years old, driver 35, and came to the option. And then we come to Pilot Ways. He's here tonight. Thank you very much, Bob. Thank you, everybody. God bless.
This time, the Charm community and the Holmes County Commissioners would team up as they look at a $7 million safety project to take place in 2029, focusing on the safety at the intersection of State Route 557 and County Road 70, adding bike lanes, sidewalks, and crosswalks. The grant they are applying for, the Transportation Alternative Grant, needs county sponsorship for the project.
This all started several years ago with the community getting together with OHM, a contractor that got the community together and pursued ideas and came up with a plan, just sort of a concept plan for what could be done there at Charm. And that finished up in 2021. So in the last several years, we've been trying to make that plan presentable for grant applications.
And there's no general fund dollars. This is all based on using our contacts and getting other grants to come in for this project to help with the $1.2 million. That's our goal, to help with our contact. That's why we're the lead agency.
The Holmes County Commissioners would also team up with the Village of Millersburg to help fund a comprehensive housing study, splitting the $20,000 cost between the village and the county. The commissioners would also contribute $20,000 to help pay for the smart lights in the downtown to try and help traffic and make it safer in the village at the intersections.
That would benefit not only Millersburg, but also the villages of Kilbuck, Glenmont, Nashville, and other areas that are unincorporated in western Holmes County, like Big Prairie and Lakeville. This study will provide elected leaders with valuable statistical data to guide informed decision-making and strategic planning for the future. By collaborating on this initiative, we can ensure that our communities have access to the critical knowledge needed to support responsible growth, future development, and improve quality of life for residents throughout the region. It's going to be about $85,000, and that's for 10 years. Not 85 each year, just 85,000, one lump sum for a 10-year period. That would cover all of the software, everything for the next 10 years. We can use our permissive funds for half of that, so we're going to use 40,000. So all council has to come up with is $45,000, and we can have smart traffic lights in all three downtown.
Potential Republican candidate for governor of Ohio, Vivek Ramaswamy, would visit Millersburg, stopping in at Jitters to share his message and take questions from locals.
That is why I'm in this, and I want Ohio to be the state that revives economic mobility, that revives that culture of greatness in our country from the heart of our country. We want Ohio to be not just one of the best states in the Midwest. I want to lead Ohio to be the top state in the country to raise a young family, to give your kids a world-class education, to be the state that, frankly, patriots across this country flock to and flock back to instead of just going to Texas or Florida. God has blessed our state with every natural gift we could wish for, to be the state that leads our country back to greatness, to be the state that powers America's comeback. But we got to believe in ourselves to be that state again. And I'll tell you, we deserve leaders who believe in us to be that state.
And a Tuscarawas County mother accused of drowning her 4-year-old son was ruled competent to stand trial. A plea of not guilty by reason of insanity was entered in September and was ruled on in November. The trial is scheduled for March. The Ohio Redistricting Commission adopted a district map for congressional districts. Holmes County would keep Congressman Troy Balderson, but the maps would shift him west, Max Miller out, and put Mike Rulli representing the east side of the county. With this view back to 2025, I'm Melissa Patrick.